Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella with word about Google and the Thompson Center, and it may make for some changes in the loop. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. So Google is moving into the Thompson Center, and that happens to line up with the downtown area really struggling to keep people in these office buildings. Ever since the pandemic, office buildings emptied out, and they're still at an average about 46% capacity. So these office buildings are less than half full. People aren't really sure what to do with them. So developers are considering moving into these buildings and converting them to residential units and hotels. And they believe that Google being close by might let them do that by bringing more workers into the area who want to be able to walk to the office, and just bringing a kind of a big company so central into the loop that more people would want to live in the loop. So it could really change what we know of as that area around the Thompson Center. And there's a lot of developers watching to see what happens to a few buildings surrounding the Thompson Center, specifically 33 North LaSalle Street. It's being sold as an office building, but it could be converted. So everyone's watching to see what happens there and if there's a big residential boom downtown coming.
And what is it now? The office occupancy rates are around 46% compared.
46%, yeah.
Yeah, compared to 2019 levels. All right. Well, maybe that's good for downtown. Google taking over down there. Does everybody know about this pink house? Tell us about this.
So on social media this week, people were freaking out that the pink house was being demolished. And this is a longtime Austin staple on the west side. It's an old Victorian house at 556 North Central Avenue. And it's white with pink trim. Actually, its real estate listing went viral because the inside was super pink everywhere as well. Very brightly colored. But so the original owners were selling it. It got sold. And the people who said they wanted to restore it, so people assumed that it would still be pink, but that is not the case. It turns out this house needs to be pretty much gutted. Right now, it does not have a roof on it, which is why people reasonably thought it was being completely demolished, but it's just getting a new roof. They are going to redo the whole thing, and they are going to paint it a different color. So it's this huge Victorian place. It's always been pink. And while it's not going, you know, being totally gutted, it is being changed. So the pink house, as Westsiders have known it for many years, is going to be no longer.
And finally, and this is a good story for Friday, especially if you're going to be around Wicker Park, Bucktown, or Westtown. There's a new go-to drink if you're trying to avoid alcohol.
Yes, kombucha. You know, kombucha can be controversial. It is a fermented tea. It's very good for your gut health. It's a probiotic, kind of like sauerkraut or yogurt. But it is the flavors this new company is starting out, Community Kombucha. They are trying different flavors to make it more approachable to the people, and they are selling it in bars. So if you're out at Goose Island, you can order a kombucha on tap. And you won't be, you know, sitting there with nothing to drink but water while your friends are drinking beer. And there's a lot of people trying to do this now to make non-alcoholic drinks more available and more options available to people who are trying to avoid booze. So Community Kombucha, they say that they have flavors that are actually delicious for those who have been skeptical of kombucha. And you can go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, and check out where you can find it. It's being sold at different restaurants, bars, and stores all across Chicago.
I've tried kombucha. I'm sticking to my chocolate phosphate. So, no thank you. But thank you, Jen. More at blockclubchicago.org. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.